is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday out here in the city. I hope you're getting ready for Christmas. My God, Christmas is here. Don't lie to the children and say Santa Claus didn't come. Santa Claus didn't come to the ghetto. Lies and deceit. Let's put something aside to see if we can be able to take care of those kids and all you persons out there looking to be able to do some advertisements and whatnot. Give your boy a call and we can put some things together. I got a couple calls this morning, so I sent out a couple invoices. And, you know, we can make something look good for you for Christmas. Yeah, everybody smile. You smile, I smile, we all smile. Praise God. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company on this beautiful Wednesday. Today is November 13th. November 13th. Time is going by quickly. And we're here, we're talking the way that we are. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Go and check them out. Make sure you do that. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you are in the market for insurance, if you're looking to be able to make some things happen, even within the space of the first 2 weeks of this month, and you got to get your car taken care of for the end of the year, as you know, you won't be able to heal everyone and see if you can pick up a couple of plates. My God. So go and check them out, 3411AFS, 3411AFS. And I'm both actually my good friend Ethric Bow or Mr. Richardson. They're down there. Going to take very, very good care of you in those particular spaces. Guys, I got some information I want to be able to read to you today and see exactly what's what. And so it says, Island Luck is a live liner. This is exciting. The IL Cares Foundation presents the IL Fit Fest, a full-day festival built for all fitness levels and encourage a healthy living lifestyle amongst Bahamians. And it's all free. It's all free. Free health screening, fitness demonstrations, and over $10,000 in gym memberships, supplements, and gym gear to be won. Come recharge, refuel, and start your journey to crushing your fitness goals. It's going to be on Saturday, November 16th, 2024, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., University of the Bahamas grounds. And they want to see you there, University of the Bahamas grounds, this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., over $10,000 in gym memberships, supplements, and gym gear to be one. Guys, go and check that out, man. It's going to be exciting. You got to go down there and see exactly what's what. And being able to be a part of these things, man. This is Sabas and all that he's doing and the entire team over there at Island Luck. Because, you know, normally when we see the Big Bang, you put the... you always put the treadmills out there, tell all the big people, come run for the money. But today, you are saying, come get fit and see if you could be able to get your endurance and your health together. So I like that, man. I want to encourage you guys to be able to be a part of that. It's going to be on Saturday, over $10,000 in gym membership, supplements, and gym gear to be won. So be a part of that. Guys, like I said, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information, rise, shocking. The cost of living rise, shocking. But major grocer says that the holiday prices will be stable. Yeah, stable, right? As high, like a giraffe. High. But it's up stable up there. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's look at the papers and see exactly what's what. Political change is the greatest challenge in the climate fight. This is what the prime minister says. On the heels of Donald Trump being able to win in this particular state and position, I thought it was peculiar how that was structured. Donald Trump won, prime minister responds in this particular light. The greatest challenge in the fight against climate change is political change. That's bananas. That's bananas. So the Prime Minister, Philip Ray Davis, said yesterday, Davis said in efforts to mitigate climate change should be sporadic, should not be sporadic, done and undone after an election. Saying, Prime Minister. Because I'm reading into this. Should I? Should I not? I'm reading into this as though Donald Trump's, because a lot of persons are saying Donald Trump is not necessarily going to be able to push all those EVs and the electric vehicles, that you're going to be able to see coal miners get back to work in a sense. You're going to be able to see a lot of persons be able to move to America as it relates to being able to get fuel and oil and so forth and so on. I see that persons are making decisions, countries are making decisions that they're going to America to get certain fuels as opposed to being able to go to Russia, where they were going before. A lot of persons being able to come out. Vladimir, in his particular position, says that he believed that Trump is very serious in this fight against war. And, he's going to be able to take those things serious. It's peculiar that our prime minister has taken on this kind of a fight. It's peculiar. The Democrats already lost. Your language shouldn't indicate that your allegiance existed in one space or another. Can I say that? Is it okay to say it like that? Your language indicates that. Listen, man, let's read this. Let's make sense of this. Political change is the greatest challenge in climate fight right after Donald Trump won. That's bananas. Why would you say that as a leader of a state? Listen, that can never be. Everyone should have a very clear understanding of the overarching objective of preservation, conservation, sustainability for the world. Every world leader should be concerned about the exact same thing, unless you're saying to me that this was a ploy. Unless you're saying to me that only strategic persons at the head of this quote-unquote climate change concept that was designed in a particular manner. Is that what you're saying? If not, no matter who come in, when they come in, everyone should be on the same page as it relates to climate change. And that's why you're there. That's why Mia Motley is there. That's why the advocacy that exists in the background to say, hey, take in consideration the 46 million people in the Caribbean region. These are the voices. That's why you're there. We're not concerned about that because even you, in your particular capacity, Prime Minister, with the greatest degree of respect, even you, if there is political change, there should still be a fight for these particular objectives. Now, it may not necessarily be that the top person in the country goes out to COP26, 27, 28, 39, so forth and so on. But there should be a division whose dedication is to be able to speak about that. The Ministry of Environment. Don't fight me. Guys, be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4319. Anywhere from the family of islands. 325-4259. 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. Joining me in the studio today is none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseborough. My brother, what's happening with you? Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Well, I think I better keep this short because we got plenty to talk about. Look at all this news, man. Plenty news, plenty good stuff.
Yeah.
Plenty to reflect upon. The time is short.
Did you see the tribute?
Not yet.
The Tribune says that nearly 75% of Bahamians. I can try not to laugh. Nearly 75% of Bahamian businesses pay bribes. That's hilarious.
You think so?
That's absolutely hilarious.
It's probably
not one person calls it a bribe. Everyone see this through the lens of effective efficiency. That's it.
Yeah, hand come.
That's it. Everyone understands, whether or not we have been conditioned or otherwise, in this country, everyone understands, if you want to get something done today,
yeah.
And I know that too, you know. I tell you the
numbers.
When I've been down to NIB most recently.
Don't tell all your business.
No, I can tell you the story. I can tell you the story. They changed my inspector. Which was cool. I didn't have a problem. The last inspector, I went there, and I don't know why they set it up like this, because everybody doesn't necessarily need an inspector. Your system should be able to indicate exactly what's what. And once you could be able to come there, and you could verify that it's you, put all the information in. But this is something I should be able to do online.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But they didn't do it. So you need an inspector. So the inspector takes you through a process that a person of my age bracket who's savvy can do. But nonetheless, I'm fighting. I went and I did what I had to do. So they changed the inspector. Another inspector comes in. Now, what used to take me less than 72 hours took me almost 4 weeks. Why? The introduction that I had to this new inspector, I didn't know this inspector. She says, "Oh, hi, Mr. Grant, how you doing? Are you okay?"
Mm-hmm.
I say, "Okay, it's very nice to meet you." Right? So we're talking. And unfortunately, I don't want to be like one of those snobs, but somebody called me right then when I walked in, and I couldn't just hang up on the phone. So I said, "I do apologize," and I was on the phone. But then I came off the phone, and she says, "Oh, Mr. Grant, I listen to your show. I watch you." I said, "Thank you very much. I do appreciate it, right? And I want to be able to do this, right?" She said, "Okay, I can help you. Give me send this and stuff." So I set up everything, right? So I said, "Boy, please don't kill me," because I hadn't paid for a while. I said, "Please don't kill me, for Jesus' sake," right? She said, "Oh, no, man, you? Look at you."
I already know where this is going.
She said, oh, no, man. This ain't good. She said, you look rich.
No,
you're straight, man. You got it.
I got it on you right now. I was with you until I saw exactly what.
I said, what? I said, "Oh, Jesus." So in my heart of hearts, I said, "Oh, Lord, please, God, don't let this do." Because I got to pay NIB X amount of $1,000. I'm telling you, this is X amount of $1,000 today. I ain't got it to be able to break nothing else off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I can make sure you get something to eat. I can make sure you're comfortable, but I don't know what you see when you look at me. Mm-hmm. I ain't got it like that. Lord Jesus, don't kill me, right?
So I asked her.
And she said, "Yeah, okay, no problem, ma'am." I left, and I call her right back. I say, "Hello, ma'am," and I spoke with her. I said, "How long is this?" Because she said, "Hold on, now, Mr. Grant." So the tone changed quickly. She said, "Now, hold on, now," because I didn't extend my... I just want to be decent. So she said, "You just put this in. This is normally take 6 weeks."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Jesus, this never take me 6 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
This is take 3 days." She said, "Well, I got other people before you." I said, "Oh, God."
Mm-hmm.
That went on like that almost 3.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Till you get it.
I didn't do anything special. Okay. I made a couple calls and made a couple complaints. And the fellas tell me, "Go ahead and do what you have to do."
So you just had to work harder.
So the manager tell me.
You had to work harder.
The manager tell me, no, I just had to be patient.
Okay. Which is hard work.
Which was unfamiliar for me, because I never tipped nobody. I always said, "Thank you." I never tipped nobody. But what was unfamiliar for me was the fact that what took me 72 hours, less than 72 hours sometimes,
mm-hmm.
now taking me 4 weeks.
Well, I normally tip for good customer service. If you give me good customer service, I can tip you. You got to tell me no.
Yeah, but I got to be after.
And you tell me no twice, then I ain't giving you nothing. But I'm telling you, I normally tip, because if you do good customer service, I can tip you. I don't care if you're the person at the gas station putting gas in the car, at the food store, wherever I go. Because I understand that many of these jobs don't pay sufficient for people to survive.
Listen.
And so you got to lose a couple of dollars in your pocket.
These people deliberately frustrate you when you don't bring that.
Well, I know. It's a culture.
They just deliberately frustrate you.
But this is how they live.
Deliberately.
Homeboy,
I asked the woman, I said, "Is
you
this
ever
correct?
Try to live on a paycheck for 2 weeks or for a month in the Bahamas?"
You can't fight me. You can't beat me with everybody. Switch. I only want
everybody,
my business done.
Yeah, but you need your business done. And then you got another 200,000 people who need the same business done.
Well, then you can't beat me with everybody. Switch.
They could.
I just show up today. Help me.
No, they can't do that.
Oh, God.
The good Lord Jesus ain't gonna let them do that. They need the little orphan and so forth. They need
Man,
that.
Listen to me. I asked the lady, I said, "Is this correct?" She said, "Yes." This was Friday, right? I say, okay, she can get me straight by Monday.
Getting your loss in the shuffle.
Me, don't call her on Monday.
Yeah, you ain't gonna try.
Right? I said, let me be decent. Uh-huh. Right? I said, don't call her on Monday. Tuesday passed, the woman ain't send the email, nothing, ain't say it right or correct, blah, blah, blah. She tell me it would have been done by Monday afternoon. Tuesday gone, ain't nothing happened. Wednesday gone, I say, oh God, this is something wrong, right? Because I waiting on something else. Man, I get there, call her on Thursday. I showed up because nobody answering the phone. And ain't nobody answering their cell phone. Talk to me. So I showed up and I said, I was waiting. Oh, that's incorrect, Mr. Grant.
Yeah.
But I ask you whether or not this is correct on Friday.
But how would you know better? You know better.
I can't get beaten for what I don't know.
Okay, let me help you out.
How does the inspector get jobs?
Let me help you out then. Do you know, being a Christian that you are, that Jesus heals?
Yes, I know that.
Oh, he heals. Mm-hmm. Right now, you need this prayer cloth.
Oh, and the water.
You need this holy water.
And the rosemary water.
Yes, sir. Oh, we're talking about expediency here. We're talking about
so you pay
efficient.
For it. You have good dreams?
Yeah.
Buy this pillow.
And then you need to fast and pray.
Oh, yeah.
But if you lack faith, all this can be mute and void. So if you ain't healed by tomorrow morning, that's because you lack faith.
You ain't got no faith.
Thank you very much.
Let's try it again.
You got to try it again.
Jesus God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. We can have a good show today. I want you guys to be able to participate in these particular things. I had a good chuckle when I looked at this. It says nearly 75% of the Bahamian businesses pay bribes. Nearly 75% of the Bahamian firms have admitted to paying bribes to obtain permits and public service. It was revealed yesterday. Right. The nation ranked 4th in the Caribbean for this type of corruption. An IDB report disclosed that 73.4% of Bahamian companies have made informal payments to government officials to get their necessary approvals.
In one word, corruption?
Well,
that's a serious conversation.
Hold on. I don't know if it's corruption or if it's culture. Because
It can't be the same. Culture and corruption can't go hand in hand.
It could be synonymous.
Okay, we could talk about that, but I can tell you this.
It could be synonymous.
Nassau Guardian paper. This funny as hell. This front page? Plenty of juice in here. Day. You know, you have my voice a little hoarse because, you know, I have a little hot show on Sunday. We got a little bit hot on that one, but I bring some juice for you today, too. I can share some juice with you.
Go ahead. I'm not going
to
fight you.
Are you ready to get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it.
The cost of living rise is shocking, according to Rupert Roberts, right? Mm-hmm. Look at what Rupert asks you to do. He asks you to not go with your familiar brands, those popular brands that Bahamians like. Now, you know Bahamians love their food. Eating food in the Bahamas is a contact sport. That's a national sport. He's saying to you, if you want to have a good Christmas, a good Thanksgiving,
buy the different type of menus.
You need them strange-looking brands.
Get the craft menus.
Some were written
get the best value menus.
Some were written in Indian.
I would not eat your
coleslaw. Or Espanol.
I don't want
Portuguese.
No coleslaw for me. Why this lumpy in there?
Why does it taste so bad? Why does it taste so bad? What you put in this?
Oh, no, that's the mayonnaise.
Oh, Jesus God.
Rupert say you have mayonnaise.
Bring them plastic rice and them plastic stuff and put in your food.
Rupert say you have that kind of mayonnaise.
If you don't want to feel the cost of living, you got to change your brand.
The devil is a liar.
Some bad taste of food could be around this Christmas. Mm-mm. I tell you, don't eat from nobody, boss. This could be a bad Christmas.
Oh, we got to be able to fix that. Guys, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Don't go with your Hellman's this go round.
No. Go with that next funny looking one.
The woman say best value.
The one with the turn green it after you open the bottle.
$2. That's a good one.
Rupert said, don't worry about it.
Let me take a quick break. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everything is big bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
You roll with the best for all your printing needs. There'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Foundation. This is Bananas. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live in full effect here in the Foundation. The numbers are out there. I want you guys to be able to be a part of the conversation. We're sitting with none other than Garth Roseborough, just being able to talk about these things. I'm sorry that we're making light of these things, but it is hilarious. I guess that these are our choices. That's what the Prime Minister says. The cost of living is high because of our choices.
Yeah.
And then Rupert come right back and say the same thing.
You think the price of ramen noodle
gone? It's expensive. You think ramen noodle your choices. You choose Hellman's. How could you choose Hellman's?
Yeah, man.
Why would you choose that? Choose. I got options for you.
Well, he's going to eat Devon corned beef.
Mr. Roberts, I chose some different raisin bran the other day.
But jeez.
My God, I could move out of the house for 2 days. You're trying to kill me. I did that. Let's see if I can take a telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
What's up? What's up, Anton?
How y'all doing?
All is well, man. What's happening?
Everything cool. God, how you doing?
Hey, right, Jimmy, brother. I had a good breakfast. I had avocado and grits and you know what they had? I had something else on the side there. I don't know if it's chicken.
Sounds like a good name and breakfast.
Yeah, the solid breakfast.
Good afternoon to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You always point to something that I find a little interesting, but I chose to bring it up today because of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to Prime Minister Davis, you always say that he's building his legacy on what?
Climate change.
And what else?
Climate change.
No, I think I always say that he has a concurrent campaign. He's always focused on climate change from an international mm-hmm. standpoint, and he is polished mm-hmm. in that area. And then locally, get what's left.
Okay, so That's what I want to build my comments around today. I made a few quick notes. Listen to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Honorable Fred Mitchell, and he said that in the news update from Guardian that it's going to come down to money, to finance, whatever takes place as it relates to climate change. He expressed that there are dog and cat fights in the various meetings taking place around climate change at COP, right? He said it's going to come down to mitigation, adaptation, and if the first world nations or the biggest world players, inclusive of Canada, United States, our neighbors, are going to be prepared to adjust their lending practices, more specifically, vary their lending practices at the international levels, right? I want to juxtapose that to President Trump's last presidency and the message that he was promoting even then, which he's promoting even stronger now, which is not going to go in the direction or the favor of what Prime Minister Davis is trying to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by way of funding for climate change, mitigation, adaptation, and debt reduction, debt funding, et cetera, right? And Trump's position, President Trump's position is that Americans will not become or will no longer be the footstool for other nations' suffering or travesties, right? He said that, and he continues to say even stronger now, that America will pay its fair way, its fair share, right? That's the message that the prime minister touts locally within country as it relates to the super wealthy and the wealthy paying their fair share like everybody else, right? Now you have President Trump back on the international scene. We all know what his position is as it relates to climate change. But let me not assume. You know his position, Howard and God?
What you mean, like his position?
Yeah, but he doesn't believe in it.
No, he's going. I said it. He's going oil. He's going coal. He's going gas. That's him. That's what he does.
But right. Climate change is not his priority. That's what it really is.
Exactly.
He's focused in on America.
Yeah, building America.
He's going back to Minnesota. He's going back to Texas. He's going back to giving people jobs.
Houston and so forth. Yes.
And so I'm saying that to say he isn't interested in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
In what's taking place at climate change.
Okay.
And unfortunately, previously, the U.S. always leads the way as it relates to these brilliant ideas that come about with these G5, G7 meetings, et cetera, et cetera. They lead the way because they provide the biggest purse.
Okay, so what you're saying, Antoine?
To support these initiatives. And if the president is now saying, like he's always said in his former presidency, America will not pay for the other first world nations. America will not carry their expense. America will not put the load of their burdens by funding.
Okay.
As it is
America will not participate in a global slush fund. That's what he's saying. That's all this is. This is a global slush fund.
And so that bodes bad for our government's initiative.
Yes.
As it relates to...
We know that.
You can get no money for it.
We know that. Doing
precisely.
So that's what we're saying all this time, Antoine. You traveling for 3 years to do what?
No, hold on, God.
But I want you to get there because we got a show. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That part of it is just now coming to light in the wake of election.
No, man. I knew that from day one. You're always wasting doggone time. Why didn't I keep on your case?
No,
President
Biden.
Oh, Jesus, man. You're
President
slow.
Biden fully support. And he returned
you. Boss, Biden almost dead. What a dead man can do fighting for climate change. Ain't no tomorrow for climate change.
This a lot. Biden is well alive. You need to stop.
Understand the point.
How old is a Biden?
Okay?
Go ahead.
Howard and God, understand the point. One president fully believes in and supporting was prepared to support. And put money to the table, right? It was just a matter of trying to negotiate to get the changes that you would like to see with international funding, with debt reduction funding, with mitigation and adaptation funding, right? The current president doesn't believe in it at all, and he's not going to support it, and he's not going to tie American debt to that table.
Agreed.
Right? And so,
I agree.
And so,
I don't believe.
I agree.
And so that cord has been cut.
Good.
And so what do you all think that means now for what you always promote as our prime minister's legacy?
I can let you go, Anton. I got to be able to answer that.
I love that.
My lines lit right up, Anton, so I got to let you go. But I can tell you this.
Go ahead, Howard.
The prime minister, if you read into this story.
He gambled.
Watch me. No, he doesn't necessarily gamble. He took on the agenda, the vision that was cast to him by then or on current Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris. This is sort of a baby. She's been going around to talk about these things. There are also elements from the Democratic Party that actually been speaking about this. You've been able to see Obama take on a position. You've seen
Al Gore.
Al Gore has always been able to push this, right? So this is a democratic concept,
an
idea that we've actually embraced.
Yes.
They have shown us where the money exists in this.
Yes.
They have shown us where the money exists in this.
Where it could exist.
They start to tell us, even you hear locally, you hear persons like Lincoln Bean talk about how much the seagrass is and how much these particular, the mangrove credits. And the carbon credits and so forth and so on. They show you, they try to equate the money and the value associated with these particular things. The first thing that the prime minister came on and do is, I said, I keep telling you all, I told you all
and
this.
The cryptocurrency and everything else, FTX.
That the prime minister is setting up a legacy far beyond the Bahamas.
Well, we knew that.
Far beyond the Bahamas. He's identifying the strong voices within the region. That's Mia Motley. He's identifying the strong voices within the region, and he's taking that to an international stage where he has a polished campaign that he presents
So to answer Antoine, where's his legacy now?
Nowhere, because Trump ain't dealing with that.
Okay.
Trump ain't dealing with that.
I rest my case. See, I people to think sensibly, you know.
Listen, you could do this and tell the cows home. Trump,
this is what I'm saying.
You can't blame Trump. Americans ain't working.
I blame
homelessness him. Is skyrocketing in California. Immigration matters. The first thing he's going to do, if your cousin over there and they ain't got no papers, they are gone. But, Trump ain't got no time to play games.
Boss man, the people over the hill, this is what they're dealing with. Cost of living rise, shocking. That's what they're dealing with. You talking about climate change? Climate change is something that will take place over years. Cost of living is today. If I cannot eat today, I'm in trouble. This is where the Bahamas is. So while I'm in trouble today, the Prime Minister talking about tomorrow? No, man, we want to eat now. And I always say, politicians, they just lose the contact with the Bahamian citizenry. I don't know why they do it, but it's always a disconnect. Y'all got to stop this, man. Y'all eating good. You're eating your four meats. Good for you. You got the MP salary? Good for you. You got a cabinet salary? Good for you. You became prime minister? Good for you. But as the good things happen for you, you cannot disconnect from the Bahamian people. You got to deal with us where we're hurting the most. And where we're hurting the most right now is in the cost of living. Mm-hmm. That's where it's at. So we don't mind you traveling all over the world, and you could go to Uzbekistan, and you could go to Afghanistan, you could go to Europe, you could go to Jamaica, go wherever the heck you want to go. But when you go, daddy, you got to leave some food on the table, man.
Did you see who Trump?
Nah, I ain't seen nothing.
The border czar is Tom, what's his name, Homan? Tom Homan. Now, I've been watching some stuff, because you know who's going crazy right now?
Me.
Fox News.
Me?
All Fox News going crazy. My God, they listen to me.
So sick and tired.
Trump already didn't get a secondary defense. Out of Fox News.
Trump don't play.
Trump ain't got no time for playing.
That's why I'm telling people what you're playing
play
for.
Play no funny games.
Okay, so you see where I was talking.
Trump
I tell
ready
you.
To go. Jesus. And Tom Homan he's been very, they've been actually calling him radical. You know, he's being able to speak truth to power. When they had him before the congressional committee, he's taken on a very strong position and being able to speak with authority. And now he is the border czar. And the woman asked him, say, you're separating church and families at the border. He said, no, I'm not. He said, yes, you're separating churches. He said, this is no different than if you're being stopped and detained for drunk driving and you got kids in the car. We separate you then. You know that you're not within the confines of the law. So she said, what about being able to separate children? He said, oh, I can fix that. We'll deport the whole family. I said, oh, Jesus, this man ain't playing no games. Trump is not playing games. And if he's focused on America, and he's already made indication that this is going to be America's golden age, that's what he says. He said, this is going to be America's golden age. For that kind of language, you got to be able to make some strong, do some strong things. And that don't start on day one. That start now. And the countdown to the inaugural speech, and the countdown to being sworn in, it starts now. And Trump's starting that thing now. Let me take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
What's up,
this
my dear?
Hey, my dear. How are you?
Howard, you still didn't answer. Antoine, I'm waiting to hear what the legacy is now. I mean, I
say,
have
no legacy. He got to focus. Pardon? He have to focus on local. Listen to me. Y'all didn't want me to talk like this today.
Come on now, Howard. I know you always try to be the devil's advocate, but
I try to be
how
decent.
Now? How now, after 3 years of ignoring?
Thank you.
Of ignoring what's going on in
Thank
the country.
You. That's what I say.
And just flying around saying climate change. What is the excuse to fly around now?
He said that the political change is the greatest challenge in climate change fight.
And change coming here too, because you're doing nonsense.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So, yeah, well.
Because it could also be political change.
Yes.
So, in other words now, or I mean, and back to the cost of living. you know, I won on the, I'm sorry, Harold, but I won on your coleslaw. I was coming for somebody.
I won on your coleslaw.
That value.
I only won helmets.
I won on that.
You won helmets.
And the egg ring, I don't name on the package. You can eat that too.
Now, sweetheart, you talk about egg. Let me ask you a question, love. Where is that golden yolk? Where can you get a golden yolk egg?
Listen, somebody, I think it was,
you know,
C. Allen Johnson was talking about it this morning. I think it was Dwight, he asked.
Somebody can tell
me. Aaron. He asked somebody to call around and find out from Jomo Campbell, I think it is.
Yeah.
On what's going on with the golden yolk 3 years later. They were speaking about that this morning. But, Howard, in other words, what the Prime Minister is telling us, like we all remember Rodney Mankese as a senator, free food. And he could take home food for his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're eating good food. Mm-hmm. I guess all of us come Christmas and think we have to take our plates there.
Mm.
Or go on West Ridge. Go South West Ridge, knock on the door, and everybody toe the line and have your plate. Who don't have a plate, bring your pot. Because mm-hmm. that's where the good food could be. We can't afford to eat it. We can't afford to purchase it.
It is collective, the approach to being able to say that our choices, it's what's increasing the cost of living in this country.
Yes,
and
yes.
Even the private sector is saying we got to choose better, giving the bare minimum,
mm-hmm. right? When they are donating. Imagine what they will be donating.
My God, all them bells where they can be ringing in the front of the store. Don't put receipts in that. Anybody?
Not just that. I'm talking about the food feeding programs.
Yeah.
What will these persons now can afford to donate to people that can't afford it? So what will they be eating? Will they be eating what we can scrape those no name brand items? Come on, man.
Spam and ramen noodles.
There are people and children who are eating from these places.
There's
so much things to take into consideration, and you talking about climate change. Yes, we need you to talk about that. But what is the Minister of Environmental doing about climate change? Is he there talking about it?
The Minister of Environment don't have that under his portfolio.
So you're traveling and you left your portfolio abandoned.
What's his portfolio?
And as far as I see, Chester Cooper is Prime Minister because I don't hardly see you.
My God.
And like you say, you dealing with what the people say is important to them. That's why freedom of information, all these other things don't come up. So what about what is important to us about climate change?
You run this woman hot.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. I got to go to a quick break, guys. I'm going to be right back and get into this conversation.
The foundation. Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Listen, for years you've been working and you milk this cow, which is climate change. The opportunities that existed in there, the conversations that exist in there, the potential of what can be able to happen to align ourselves with these things. This could possibly be a new stream of income for the country once we become compliant. Remember this. Now, this is deep, you know. We can get deeper with this. Remember, we had to be able to give some to get some. We talked about that. We talked about these particular things that we signed over on these treaties and aligned ourselves with what was happening from an international standpoint, and it was supposed to benefit our country. But the change in rulership and ruleship from a global standpoint has shifted the playing field entirely. Nobody concerned about global preservation. They're concerned about local preservation. That's what's going to happen now. Whether you see Russia, whether you see Ukraine, whether you see China, whether you see all these particular spaces, Iran, wherever you see them concerned about ensuring that their borders are protected, they know Trump ain't playing no games with them. Mm-hmm. They know Trump ain't playing no games with them. They know that. They came out before Trump get any swearing. They tell you, we love Trump. We love Trump. Trump tell you, we ain't playing no games with nobody. And he got in. And the world knows that Trump is coming out here to be able to do things. And guess what? The Bahamas knows that also.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever your thoughts were as it relates to climate change, you might as well quick, fast, and hurry, switch that. Let me tell you why. For the past 3 years, the Prime Minister has been going on a global mission to be able to talk about climate change. And I like the campaign. It was strong. And I talked about it like he's trying to be able to create a legacy for himself. But I don't think he took into consideration what he's saying now.
He said himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only himself.
Of course. Because
not the PLP, not the country.
It doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit us.
Okay.
Not in the onset. Now, hopefully there was some mechanism designed that we could be able to get a kickback from his commitments.
After he's straight.
After everything was taken care of. Now, hold on. Don't structure it like that.
I got to structure it. It is what it is, Howard.
After he's straight.
After he's straight, then you're straight.
That's okay, but... Okay.
I don't stammer.
I don't want to stammer, but I won't be decent.
This front page in the Guardian here is full of jokes. You know what the next joke is? While you stammering?
Go ahead.
Right underneath that, Ferguson, doubtful livable wage anytime soon.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Now, why Ferguson is this funny something like this? Is that he takes the minister, which is Pia, our friend. We like Pia, you know, MP, Golden Gates, right? But he throws her under the bus. And then he says to the fact that...
He can't do that.
What do you mean he can't do that?
He cannot do that.
He says that.
Nothing he says against any member of parliament for the PLP make one world difference. Listen, because he has already aligned himself, his entire organization,
yes.
before the PLP won. But so ain't nothing he can say, but none of them.
But he jump and ship.
He can't jump ship. He
listen to this. I am not so satisfied at this point based on what the minister's attitude is. Unless, this is the part right here, unless the Prime Minister gets involved himself, this is not going to happen.
Let's be very clear. First and foremost.
Now, he said the Prime Minister ain't here.
Let's be very clear.
Here.
Let's be very clear.
And he's telling you the Prime Minister ain't here.
Let's be very clear.
And not dealing with this.
The allegiance that he's already committed to the PLP prior to them winning, everything else is null and void after that. But all this is pleasantries from a social standpoint so you could hear his voice.
No.
As opposed to being able to have any significant effect. That is why the perception when you read that story is that Pia is not necessarily working with him. She has no obligation. She's already provided him with everything that he required from a contractual standpoint, and they're doing and moving forward. That's why you don't sign deal before you get to these particular
positions.
Okay,
so he got straight when he did that, right? Because I'm saying to you, I'm seeing a shift in the Bahamian electorate is what I'm trying to say to you. I got some very shocking news on my cell phone that they're having a meeting on Blake Road next week, Tuesday, where the former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Minnis, will be there presenting, and they're talking about disaster relief, et cetera, right?
They're saying the FNM doing this, because you know.
Yeah, but listen to what I say to you.
But guess who's
singing?
Who?
The singing bishop.
Oh, hold on now.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So are you trying to figure why these notable people...
Singing Bishop get a couple of dollars to feed the church.
But I know. Singing Bishop a parent and he's singing at that event. I'm watching the shift and I'm saying, what is going on in this country?
No. The Bishop
ain't... You know shifting?
He ain't against his cousin. His cousin is Brave Davis. Howard, that's my good cousin.
So how he singing there then?
He's singing. He's perform. Let him perform. Don't fight him. You trying to be able to create a theory that ain't it. You're creating these things. You're painting some things. But I don't think that it's like that. No.
The average people do them things, man. They don't switch color shirt under no circumstance.
But he sang for everybody, all in sundry. He's always done that.
You that good?
Yeah, man. Bishop, singing Bishop. He draw a crowd and everything. Guys, let's talk about this. Let's take this commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this. Man.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday here in the city of Nassau, wherever you are. I hope that you're doing well, guys, and doing it safely, moving in the direction that you're called to move in with strength and the vitality that you're being be able to call to. So we're having conversations today. We're just looking at the paper, dissecting this information. I'm sorry if we're putting so much satire to it and being able to laugh at these things, but this is hilarious. This is funny stuff, man. This is funny stuff because you can't be serious as it relates to being able to rule a country, to run a country in this kind of a posture. Let's just be very clear. Looking at the Guardian newspaper this morning, cost of living rise, shocking. And so you have Rupert Roberts being able to take on the same language and a different approach that the Prime Minister has taken on, that our choices is what has caused us to be in the conditions that we are, that our choices has placed us in this, and that we should choose to move in a different direction. Now, he's talking more specifically as it relates to being able to make a different choice as it relates to brand when you go to the supermarket. However, you know, it's difficult, especially if your palate has become accustomed to the thing that you like. Okay, so don't fight me. We're working hard. My God, we didn't work in 50 hours a week, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and you can't eat the one little thing that you like. That's too much, man. Talk to me, God.
Well, how much for Kong salad, Howard?
Kong salad is now
$20.
$20. $17 to $20 where we school get our Kong salad.
And you know it's going to blow your mind. How much for a group of dinner?
I had a group of dinner from under the dock the other day. Almost $30 or $30.
$30.
$30.
There you go.
No, I just buy my group and cook it.
Now, what I just spoke to you about is stuff that is actually
You got to eat a tilapia dinner now.
But I'm saying it's local. This is local food.
But that's $25.
That's local food that costs it. Now, I've tried to buy a grouper in one of the fresh market stores. That is important. Try to get some Atlantic salmon or something like that. I'm just saying to you.
No way.
Rack of lamb. You know I like my lamb. Rack of lamb and lamb chopping that good food. Can't get it. Worse than that is vegetables. And a lot of Bahamians don't
eat. You got to make a better choice. You don't need rack of lamb.
You need carrots.
Eat pork chop.
You need carrots. You need lettuce.
Eat
you need
carrot in the can.
How much for two limes or three limes? $1 something?
$1 something.
Okay, that's lime. And you can't live off no lime. That's $1 something. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. You won't get your some little tangerine or orange or grapefruit or...
That's $10 a bag.
I try to tell you. See, when I grew up, we were eating...
I shop for the churn.
You could choose if you want cream of wheat or oatmeal or what's the other one? Cream of wheat, oatmeal, or the porridge, the cornmeal, right? Mm-hmm. You put a little raisins and a little cinnamon over the top of it.
Nice.
Right? Nice, right? That's how Bahamians eat, right? A little grapefruit.
That's your breakfast.
Sprinkle a little sugar on top of that if you wanted to with your grapefruit. Mm-hmm. You got your Welch's grape juice. That's how Bahamians eat.
No more.
When you had your peas and rice, your coleslaw, your macaroni, your beets, your plantain, your this, the that.
Your bluebird will fly away.
Okay. So we can't get that. And while we cannot get that, what Anton is saying is that they fly around the world talking about the climate changing. Now, I mean, saying that's not important.
The climate in this country changing.
Oh, Lord.
Against the PLP. Because that's 2 days now we've been having this kind of a conversation.
And you ain't lying, because I went south.
I'm sorry to say I went south,
and I heard as notable much as PLP I could be able say, to say they need
and
this
I think they know
crew
also.
Gone. They know?
I think they didn't know also.
So what are they going to do between now
because
and
because over the past 3 weeks... I've had calls from certain members of parliament who indicate to me that my poll isn't far off from the internal polling what the PLP has done. That's one. Two, I got a call from Bimini. I told you this. I got a call from Bimini indicating that they were having a conclave and what was happening in the conclave. Three, now the prime minister has taken on a position since the victory of Donald Trump to indicate that the one thing that he's been pushing so hard, forcefully for, and really being able to pull up his game and strengthen himself from an international standpoint for the exposure, not only for the Bahamas, but the entire region, it's climate change. And this victory for Donald Trump is going to be able to mess everything up entirely. And indicating that political change is the greatest challenge in the climate fight. This is what the prime minister is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's interpret this. The legacy, because I've always said this,
that the prime minister runs two campaigns. It runs concurrent with a local campaign. That's a shabby campaign that the PLP is running locally in terms of information, in terms of so forth, and being able to inform and appraise the Bahamian people of exactly what was happening. I've always said that. That his campaign that he's running for COP, for he's going over the world, is a sharp, clean campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And when we asked, you remember when we asked Clint Watson about it? And Clint Watson said, well, with the prime minister, when he really speaks to the audience that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And so almost indicating that the Bahamian people had to take this kind of condescension because we didn't have the intellectual fortitude capacity to understand what the prime minister was saying. He couldn't talk to us in that language. He had to talk down to us. That's how he structured it. Clint moved. The prime minister stayed steadfast with his kind of commitment on climate change. The only thing that has shifted that is the victory for Donald Trump. And guess what? He recognizes that his legacy is going to shambles because he's put all his eggs in the basket of climate change and didn't focus locally on the Bahamian people.
Okay, so
he don't have no more time.
Give me.
The prime minister is flat out of time as it relates to being able to build a legacy within the confines of the Bahamas. Trump, before he get in, he already explained to you, my legacy is solely about America. We are going to make America great again. We are going to get back to those traditional jobs. We are going to put people back in their homes. We're going to take care of those two. If your children, this is one of the things that he's saying. If your children come to America, go to school, get a bachelor's, get a master's, get a doctorate, and all those things, we are going to offer your children a green card at the end to be able to work for America. This is what he's saying.
Yes.
This is what he's focused on.
Mm-hmm.
He's focusing on the development of America. He's saying, if you have overstayed your visit in America, no matter where you're from, the first thing we do it is sending you back home.
We've never had a ruler like that in the Bahamas. Never.
We're coming looking for you.
We've never encouraged people from around the world to come in with their degrees.
People know Trump serious. They're ready to pack in their bags and leaving.
So this is what I like, Howard. Watch this.
Our prime minister now is left with egg. That same golden egg?
Golden yolk.
The golden yolk on his face, unfortunately. Why I say that is because the prime minister has the responsibility of understanding that his legacy should have never existed externally. It should have never been external. He should have never focused on climate change the way that he has. Vaughn Miller, in his particular capacity as Minister of Environment, could have been able to take this as a part of his portfolio and speak with language, with fortitude,
yes,
about what we can do in this country, and the prime minister, yes, focus on the country.
Okay, so I like
it. 3 years gone.
I like it. So I want to go back to the beginning. Give me just 2 minutes out of your program. In 2021, we've already gone through Hurricane Dorian, Category 5. We've already gone through the pandemic. Those were tragic years in the history of our country. Other people were experiencing the whole global downgrade, as it were, and we were trying to find a way to get back to normal. The government that we have today came in on a promise of Vision 2040. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
I've not yet heard anything further from Vision 2040. Almost immediately, our prime minister travels. They went to Bermuda on a private flight. They went to Dubai.
Almost instantly.
Yeah, they went to Dubai where it was a celebration and got a whole lot of people envious and jealous because they took their people and didn't take the rest of us. And when they went, they didn't bring anything back. And since that moment, it's almost been an illness to just keep on traveling while we just simply exist. We don't have a pandemic. We don't have a hurricane to deal with. But what we are dealing with that can actually be handled properly is the cost of living. And there is no answer to the rising cost of living or the increase in livable wages.
Yes, there was an answer. The prime minister said it's your choices what causing the cost of living increase. That's your choices.
Okay.
And then Rupert come back and help him out and said, yeah, it's your choices. You could choose a different brand. It's your choices. It's our choices that place us in this kind of position. And that's incorrect. Because Anton called yesterday and Anton started to be able to talk about these things and said that there is a small window. That the PLP has a small window, that the prime minister has a small window. He could fix the cost of living. He could deal with water and sewage problems. He could deal with housing. He could deal with BAMSI. He could deal with energy, NHI, all these particular things. And when he can deal with that. The PLP is calling my show right now, including Anton, that says that the internal working of the organization has not taken care of us. This is what he's saying.
But there are some of them that they have taken care of. There's somebody called
that ain't enough.
The grabbers. Let me tell you what's been happening. The grabbers. There's some people that live in the minister's office, and anytime the word contract comes to the table, they're the first ones to grab these contracts.
Now, let's shoot straight.
And these are the people who say...
That is not correct. Let me tell you why.
Which means that's not correct.
That's not correct.
So why do they get all the contracts?
That's impossible. Let me tell you why.
It's impossible?
Let me tell you why.
You can talk about this thing. Okay, go
ahead. What I can talk about?
Talk about how you're going to go through the module or whatever the case
is. They have to go through the module.
That's what you say.
That they have to go through the module.
So why they get everything then?
Well, obviously, they're going through the module.
What module?
They have to go through Bonfire. The government has a responsibility and an obligation. I will show it to you. The government has a responsibility and an obligation that anything that goes above a certain amount, they have to put it in the module.
Okay.
And that is going to put a monkey wrench in everything that needs to be done.
You say after a certain amount?
Yeah, but you
break down the amount?
Yeah, it's more than $4,000.
You break it down into segments, into smaller bits. You don't have to go through nobody. This is the Bahamas we're talking about, old boy. Just how you went to National Insurance Board, which should have been done in 3 days. How long it took you?
4 weeks.
Okay, then. So what the heck are you talking about? We know how to get around the system. The same people. See, I'm not saying to you that you're not somewhat correct. I'm saying to you, the same people got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 contracts. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars in this country while you can't even get a small contract.
It's a handful of them.
It's a handful, and that's why I said to this. Now, this is the quartet that continues to say, oh, Mr. Leader, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And oh, Mr. Leader, you're doing an excellent job. Oh, Mr. Leader, we love you. And the leaders are listening to them and saying, you know what? I'm doing a great job. But the rest of us said, oh, God, we can't wait for 2026.
But listen to me. If you only listen into that quartet, if you only listen into those four singers, if you only listen to the handful of people around you, you're disenfranchising yourself from listening to the bulk of the PLP. We're calling on the radio every day.
Boss man.
And saying we are unsatisfied with the PLP.
Boss man.
Let's take a call.
Go ahead. Because I got to tell you some things.
Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Howard?
What's up, man? All is well.
Hey, God, all is well?
Yeah, man. I'm right here. Getting my temperature rising, my pressure going up. I must have got to find some pills or something. Go ahead.
Man, don't let Howard do that to you. Listen, on page 6 of the blueprint for print, right?
Mm-hmm. Page 6.
The Prime Minister message. Our country is facing a health crisis, an economic crisis, and governance crisis.
Uh-huh.
In nearly every area of the public life, we see chaos and collapse. Too many payments are suffering. What has changed in the last 3 years, except more payment suffering?
More people on the lights begging. You see more people on the lights begging.
More people committing suicide, more people attempting to commit suicide. The Prime Minister rolled the dice on climate change, and he rolled snake eyes.
Yes.
The Prime Minister...
He ain't gonna say that to us, you know.
The Prime Minister has traveled more than all of the Prime Ministers combined together on the backs of the behemoth talking about this climate change and it blow up in his face. And he has no time.
He ain't gonna say that to us. Though.
No time to fix it.
He don't have
and
time.
Focus on the behemoth people.
No.
It's he don't have no more time.
It's over.
He don't have no more time. I appreciate your telephone call. Let's just shoot straight. You don't have time to take care of your people in the PLP. You don't have time to take care of housing and water and sewage and this and that and all these particular things simultaneously and go out there and campaign in Cat Island. Go out there and campaign from space. You don't have the time. Where it got to come from? You need a day between every day. You need Monday, and then you need an extra day. Then you need Tuesday, and then you need an extra day. You don't have the time to do all this. You got to do this. But when we were saying, hey, listen, ensure that you place emphasis on what needs to happen in the Bahamas.
Yes, we've been saying it.
We've been saying that.
Yeah.
We like what you're doing. We ain't going to fight you.
Yeah, that's noble of you.
We ain't going to fight what you're doing from a global standpoint. We like your language. We like the exposure. But don't forget about us, eh? We still want a house.
Yes.
Don't forget about us, eh? We need a little piece of property. Don't forget about us, eh? We need to fix this energy crisis we have.
And them potholes in the roads and so forth.
Don't forget about us, eh? My car break down in the road. Issue. Don't forget about everything's flooding in my area. We could fix this. Don't forget about us.
No speech.
Nothing.
No speech to say, I'm going to speak with the Minister of Works and we're going to solve the potholes in the roads and ensure that our behaviors can have smooth. No, not even a promise. No conversation.
Now, the PLP is out of time. So what we thought could have possibly been a victory for the PLP. They themselves recognize that they have to be able to get back and endear themselves to the hearts of the Bahamian people. That's why they was in the roads the other day. That's why they're in your constituencies now. That's why everything going out on social media.
You see that?
They are not fooled. People understand campaigning.
But the people ain't showing up.
This is heavy. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, God? How you doing, Howard?
What you say?
Hey, just let me just say some things, right? When starting from April 10th, 2012, are you familiar with that date?
April 10th, 2012.
Yeah, that's the Bird of Guardian Radio.
Okay, yes.
The conversation was, from starting from then, I've been talking about carbon credits. Yeah, more specifically with Grand Bahama and Andres, the fact that I said there was $12 billion worth of carbon credits in Andres that they could tap into and about $7 billion in Grand Bahama. The conversation about carbon credits before it was even a word on the internet started in 2003 during when we were fighting Bahama Rock about the destruction of the water wells as well as the mangroves in Grand Bahama. And so this whole concept of carbon credits is much new in the Bahamas. Joseph Darvo, and as well as the gentleman that just left BNT, can tell you what my advocacy going back then and concerning the value, which most of them did not believe. My information came from the National Imagery and Mapping Agency in the United States, among other sources going back then. You now know them as the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, one of the most powerful agencies in the world. I guess some of the technologies you use may come from them, is the Google Earth and other different things that map different resources from around the world. I don't guess my information. I trust, but I verify. The point in making that is that we must also recognize that 90% of the products you know in the world today depends on fossil fuel for their production, either as fuel for energy or transport. 80% of the products in existing today incorporate a fossil fuel-derived material or byproduct. So the concept of the supposedly net zero is a farce to begin with. It doesn't mean there's another money or rate opportunity. Do you know that the atmosphere in the world, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, is 0.04%. Okay, that's, you take 1% and you take 0.4%, and the movement going up. So a lot of information come from this is purely talk, but it doesn't negate the. Remember when we had the chlorocarbons, the chlorofiber, whatever carbons that burning hole in the ozone that is now cured, and it's a whole lot of things. You have to know the history of it, as opposed to the talk of it. And so what happens now, this has become a fad, like the internet in 1992 when the World Wide Web came out, and these different fads and different things, like when everybody in the Bahamas at one time was a crypto expert, they're now artificial intelligence experts. You know, so you move in this whole circle. But as far as the resources needed to for us to economically benefit from this lies in our development plan. In fact, if you go to the Vision 2040 Bahamas.org website, it's no longer up. You know, we forgot to pay for that again, the website again. So it just shows you the priority that we put to different things is that, you know, we do the things. I hear people talk about Lincoln being, I say the current administration is very good at saying nothing and they're getting better at it. And the Lincoln being in the coalition and Thurston and all the rest of them are trying to exceed this information on saying a lot, but meaning nothing. And so I'm simply saying that if we look at this $1 billion or $1 trillion economy that's been developed around something called the carbon economy or the climate economy, you can see the opportunities because it's not going to go away because money doesn't dissipate because you have something that comes up.
So what is the position? Would you believe that the Prime Minister's position is if the money ain't going away, if there's still opportunities that exist in here, why being able to speak more specifically, especially in the interim, sort of a preamble before Trump steps in and use the language that he has?
Just imagine a person with no arm standing under the apple tree trying to reach for apples. he doesn't understand his ability. And so he talks a lot. And so the thing about it is that you would actually have to become an example in your action, more specifically for Sid. And so one, in protecting your territory. Second, in incorporating your ability into your national development, because the money is there, separate and apart, supposedly from these carbon credits.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for your contribution and your insight. Quick telephone, quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank, you want.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, printed every day in the Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, 2nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Home, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, ladders, paints, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Home's Holiday Paint Sale.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. Man, listen to me. I am overwhelmed sometimes with these particular things because I don't see anybody being able to talk about this. God just asked me a question about DHL. What you was asking?
No, but I was asking, but Amazon.
Amazon, yeah. Amazon has struck a deal with DHL. And they can bring everything in the Bahamas free and clear. I'm sure that they can be able to, they can probably charge you an uptick for handling because they have to be able to bake in the cost for fuel, mm-hmm. right? And transport. But I've said to you, when the government shifted their position and being able to go down to Town Center Mall mm-hmm. and put the post office in that, the opportunities that exist in that, they'd never explored. They never explored it. Mm-hmm. Every single one of us, if we need a passport, we should have been able to walk to Town Center Mall and our passport be there. Every single citizen in this country should be paying a $5 fee for a box per month and then give us a 25% discount if we decide to be able to purchase for a year and another 5% if we decide to be able to purchase for 3 years. The government ain't thinking about nothing. They ain't thinking about none of these things. If I could sit down and watch Netflix and Temu and this and that and I could pay all these times, I could pay for when I want my driver's license, I don't have to go down to road traffic and sit down there on Tony Dallin Highway or any place else. I could go right Tony Dallin and find another form of income from the government so y'all can be able to fill the coffers in those particular areas and get my driver's license, get my national insurance, get my hard copy for my information, get my receipts as it relates to what's happening for NHI and my position, get all of my stuff. But none of us doing that. All of us hoping that you go down there and do those things. But business got done. Why are you sitting down here in your tradition and say, well, you know, I'm don't change nothing, baby. The world moving forward with business.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen now, Howard? a few weeks ago, we had a friend of ours who was willing to bet on the upcoming election. Many people felt as if the opposition in the country did not stand a chance based on their performance against the present government. I, too, have witnessed over the last few days very, very strong convictions in a change of government in this country. He said earlier in the show, what frightens me is on which merit do we now vote the next government? What have they brought to the table? What are they producing? What sureties are they going to give to the Bahamian people that they're going to be living? What commitments do they have?
The same sureties that the PLP has given us.
And this is an opportunity for them to tell us that they have a commitment to reduce utilities in this country. They have commitments to reduce the cost of living in this country. They have not a governmental golden yoke program, but they're willing to put X amount of dollars into the hands of local farmers and ensure that we get produce to bring down the cost of food in this country. They're prepared to assist fishermen with ramps in this country and to ensure that the fishermen get the help and assistance that they need. This is the time when we can start to look at proper town planning in the island of Andros, one of the largest of the islands, and we can get into things such as saying these are opportunities because a friend of mine just came back from Rio de Janeiro down in Brazil, and he said they went for a car race. And he said there were millions of people from around the world that came to see this one car race.
Yeah.
Why can't we put a resort in Andros around this track? Why can't we have a large beach there and have beach activities? Why can't we have horse derbies? Why can't motocross? Why can't we have such attractions that bring people to our shores? Why can't we have our own cruise lines? I just don't understand why. We keep on talking about the same dumb crap. I almost cussed just now. The same dumbness. Every 5 years, the same dumbness. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And all your politicians just dumb.
Yeah, but you're saying the same thing.
You're not thinking.
What I'm saying to you is that the PLP has given us the blueprint for change. It looked good.
Vision 2040?
Yeah, it looked good. They put all it and nice and set up. Somebody say that Ginger Moxie put it together. This is nice. I have it in my hand right now. This is nice. The blueprint, all the F&M is going to do is duplicate this.
Well,
and provide you
that
with the red line rejuvenation or something like that.
The F&M has an opportunity.
The F&M is going to tell you everything that you're saying right now. The information is being stored. They're identifying these things. They're putting it down. They get the list right. They're checking the list twice. They're getting ready. If you're naughty or you're nice, they're going to provide this information to you. And this is going to be ingested relentlessly, far and wide. Everyone in the F&M campaign, whoever is the person that's identified to be ratified and nominated to be able to come forward, would understand this in and out. They have to read this. This have to be a part of their language on a day-to-day basis, whenever talk shows they go on, whatever spaces they go on. And as soon as the majority of them get in, the first thing they can do is try to be able to figure out what they can put in their pockets for themselves.
Yes.
That's just what's going on.
Yes.
That's just what's going on.
Because we don't know none of these people.
I'm not telling you about the leader. I'm telling you about the mindset of the other 30-something.
Yeah.
Whoever these other people is.
38.
Whoever these other people is that you can put in. The first thing that they're looking for is how I can get me.
Right away.
This is what's happening in this country.
Right away.
Because that is the nature of how things are, especially with the rhythm of going from F&M to PLP to F&M to PLP. You ain't got much time when you get in.
But guess what?
Make sure.
Between the foundation and Remark, let me tell you what's going to happen. When we see who these people are, boy, I can rip some of them to shreds.
We got to do it. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey,
all is well.
Brother. Boy, you sound tired. You was waiting, eh? You was waiting long, eh?
Yeah, man. But it's worth it because you're having a very engaging conversation. Howard talked about how he just picked up the blueprint for pain. And I heard a caller calling while I was waiting.
Say for pain.
I say change. You say pain, but I'm not gonna fight you. Go ahead.
The blueprint for pain, based on what the caller a few calls ago called in, and he articulated very, very clearly
wow,
for everybody to understand that we are experiencing more of the same.
Of course, yes, we are.
As God went through some of the opportunities or some of the missed even, and some of the things that I as I listened to you and you all put it in context, the amount of effort that our prime minister has put into international relations is just beyond me, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is the man who would have erected billboards across New Providence about the number of murders. I honestly thought that this was the opportunity that we were going to get to see him
yes
resolve that very same problem that he highlighted point in time.
Yes.
And again, like that caller said, we have had more of the same. I continue to say to people, leadership is not it's not leadership when the people are missing. When there's policy without people, that's not leadership, that's management. Mm-hmm. So the very same crisis that they talk about in their blueprints of pain, they have came in and not led us anywhere out of those crises, but just seemingly managed those crises. We don't need more managers. And Howard, I will say to you, under a Michael Pinta-led administration, under any F&M administration, the next government of the Bahamas, we will ensure that there's a reduction in crime in this country. I'm going to say it to you from this point of view. Maybe you've never heard it. There's come a time, and that time is now, that we need to stop fighting the principality of crime, because we are nothing but mere flesh and blood. We need to learn what the cure policies are from a public health standpoint as it relates to the systemic root causes that lead to crime and violence and all of the at-risk behaviors associated in this country. And I believe that the Free National Movement currently has a good understanding of that and will do everything to implement such policies.
I appreciate it. I've called my brother. I just tell you that they're going to be reading from one book. That is the language that the Free National Movement will use. And we're going to be able to reduce crime.
It sounds good, eh?
Of course, it sounds very good. Now, the Commissioner of Police, over the course of several commissioners, have said we can try our hardest this year not
keep
to
it
go
under 100.
Oh, Jesus! And that's a reduction!
And then what he said?
And that's a reduction!
When they reached 100, they say, we gotta pray.
No, we
gotta pray.
And then when they reached 100, 101, they say, your churin is no good.
Yeah.
You know your churin is thieves and murderers. You all caused this. You all growing up these thieves and murderers and feed them every day. Helmets.
I got 170 plus people on bail. Y'all got to do something with the judicial system.
Y'all got to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, it sounds good, eh? I like it. It sounds good.
The now Minister of National Security sounded good when he's sitting on another show.
The Minister of National Security has already gotten to the point, because we passed 100 now. He's already gotten to the point. He says, you can't do nothing about that. We are raising criminals.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he's saying to us. Because we can't keep it under 95, 99.
What are the consultants saying?
It ain't our fault no more. We do our best.
They got the two interceptors. What are they saying?
And then beyond that, when the brothers-in-law and the brother fight the other day, now, that ain't even, they can't even classify that.
No, the one with the...
No, they can't allow that. They can't allow that.
One chop in the head and the next one strangled.
No, they ain't gonna let that happen. You can't allow that to go against these particular numbers. Let me classify it for you.
We classify it.
You know what murder is, but we can classify it for you, eh?
Classification for that.
So all you got to say to us is that it is 107 shooting murders. That's what you got to be clear. You got to be clear with us. Because we know what murder is.
Some people get stabbed.
So you got to be clear with us. It is 107 shooting murders, X amount of stabbing murders, and then you could put miscellaneous murders on the next slide.
You got an unbelievable outcome. Yeah.
Okay.
Must be a movie.
You can't play with us like this.
That's what they do.
After it reached 99, it's your fault. I told you I tried to keep it under 99. I did my best.
I mean to laugh like this.
But your cheering is no good.
But my condolences to the people affected. But my
There's
God.
There's seven of them you have in your house.
This got to be a show.
Who y'all feeding every day?
Jesus,
Hellmans and all the good things. They are coming out here killing people. This is what you're saying to us. Are we supposed to deal with that? That's what we... Listen, stop it, man. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard and God, how are you?
What's up, my brother?
Listen to that voice, man. You're feeling better.
I wasn't here the other day when I described this thing, right?
Go ahead.
Because your caller just now came up with some lovely platitudes. And what's going to happen is, when we go to election, we're going to be in divorce court again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what it is. Every mm-hmm. 5 years, divorce court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can look at this fella with this lovely, big, huge ring, not realizing that
sparkly.
The stone in there ain't no diamond. It's a cubic zirconium.
Behave, man.
Okay, it's the cubic zirconium.
Yes, but you don't behave.
Okay, because the guy said, Michael Pinta, I think, will reduce crime. Like, again, come on. All right? No one's telling you how. No one's saying to you, listen, we're going to put real money into education. We're going to take money and put it into after school programs. We're going to create an actual national youth service. We're going to do this. We're going to support the Pod Finders and the Boys Brigade and everything else and so on. So other than having to march every year. Okay? No one stands these things. They just come with these platitudes. So we can go to divorce court and we can get divorced. And then we walk over to divorce court, the fellow with the big cubic zirconia, but the shiniest, biggest CZ, we can say, I do. And then in 5 years, we back in divorce court. Okay?
Yeah.
It don't make sense. But no. but let me jump on something real quick. I texted this. The prime minister chose climate change. Because mm-hmm. it's the one thing that he knows he ain't got nothing to do except make speech.
Mm.
Make okay? a speech.
It don't work in that.
There's no work. There's absolutely mm-hmm. no work in it.
Mm-hmm.
Zero work in it. Mm-hmm. Because if there was work in it, you would have solar panels and everything for solar energy at a 0% duty rate. You would have put real money into tidal energy. You would say, okay, as a government, we're going to take back some of our tax cut on the petroleum industry so that gas actually comes down and brings down the future cost of energy. Because God, that grouper you like
mm-hmm.
is more expensive today, not because the grouper got more expensive, but because the diesel that the mm-hmm. fisherman needs to go out to catch that grouper mm-hmm. has become more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These are basic things. If you want to reduce the cost of living, right, you reduce the cost of fuel. And the government's portion of it is the easiest way to reduce that.
Yes, okay? yes. All right?
And then you reduce the dependence on it also. But as long as Snake and he boys them
Snake.
Own the fuel company.
Oh, I know what you're right? talking about. Okay, I see what you're
you
saying.
You will never see that happen.
I was a little
okay?
slow.
As long as both violent. Sides of the mm-hmm. political parties have their hands in the shipping port and everything else, you're never going to see imports go down.
Wow.
Never. All right? And so at the end of the day, you know, don't make a difference who come with the shiny cubic zirconia, because any none of them own nothing. All right?
And they're all
subservient. They are all bending the knee, okay? Bending the knee to the fellas who own the stuff.
So where I could find one of them cubic zirconium ring? I need one of them.
Listen to me. All the PM has done by every speech that he has made to climate change is destroy the environment more by jumping on a plane.
That's crazy what you're doing right now.
Okay, so
that's
so,
crazy.
So you know. And guess what? I know Anton gonna call. First of all, my name is Dr. Smith. It ain't no pharmaceutical crony. I nobody crony.
I tell you, I glad you're out the hospital. You ain't tell me thanks yet.
I'm on sick leave, so I can speak my mind. Unlike these fellas who are paid political pundits, nobody owns me. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody owns me. I'm a behemoth, and I look at this, and I'm saying, To my 25-year-old behemoths who are off doing pharmacy, and they say to me, should I come home? And I really want to say to them, hey, man, listen, come home and let's work and do this. But the problem is, because I'm a Christian, I can't lie.
You can't lie. Don't lie. For Jesus
I can't lie.
You're still a Christian, right? That's good.
Praise God.
How I can tell them, come home and work for $45,000. And the starting salary in the state is $125,000. Okay? And the cost of living is cheaper. And the problem we have in this country is so many of us depend on the 2 trips to Miami every year to buy the stuff we need for the children we have. That we don't understand what the day-to-day expenses are. We never travel to Latin America. We never travel to the Caribbean and see that everything else in these places
cheaper.
Is cheaper than us.
Cheaper.
I'll give you a great example. When I go to Jamaica and I go and have a Jamaican breakfast, everything, including the plate I'm eating off, is made in Jamaica. The butter, the eggs, the cheese, the meat, the grits, everything is made in Jamaica. And if I want an American breakfast, it's going to cost me $10 more because, or they have it on the menu because they make what it is, they sell it. When I come to the Bahamas and I want a breakfast, I lucky if the snapper even come from the Bahamas.
Jesus.
You gotta take a break,
Doc. I appreciate you, Doc. I appreciate your contribution and the insight that I like to talk like this. This is where we are. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Craving an authentic calzone? Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three-cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two-topping calzones and 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrict your calzones right now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Let's get straight to the lines, guys. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller on the line live. You got a couple seconds. Go ahead. Next call. Caller on the line live. Go ahead. Caller on the line live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing? You okay?
Yeah. Listen, the gentleman who just talked before you went into your break,
Dr. Smith.
He is a comrade of mine. Let me tell you, Bahamian people don't need to be scared of people who only been elected for 5 years. And when they're gone, they go right back into the dust from where they came.
That is true.
Okay? The thing is with bothering that legacy man is Donald Trump pulled the carpet from under his feet because he thought he was going to get that climate change money to run a campaign in 2025 or 2026 to make people think that he saved up that money. Trump said, I am tired of giving them money because we must be owned the Bahamas by now. We give them the money to give to the poor people and they don't even see it.
No, we don't see it.
You see what I'm saying? So let me tell you something. Don't be afraid and don't be scared. They are only a man or a woman like you. And when they come up against God, who is the superpower, they're going to have to repent or their children will inherit their evil. Wow. Their children.
Wow.
I lived through my children and my neighbors. Okay? You have people living in the hospital. I am a 74-year-old woman.
What?
And I cannot even go to social services to get not even a $60 coupon.
Sound good for you.
Okay? I bought my house many years ago. Now I have to pay real property tax at 74. When my husband passed, you know what they tell me? Half of 800 is half of 400 is two. That's what my benefits was.
My God.
My God.
Okay? And nothing. Rupert Roberts talking about he tried to lower his price. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this and a lot of people might not like this.
Go ahead.
The Chinese set up their shop in poor areas, and they do give back. Because I could go to a Chinese shop, and I could get my baby back, and I could get my lamb, and I could get all the fruits and vegetables I want. And I'll be damned if I walk out of that food store with 150. I'm lucky. So you tell me, these cronies got the right to hire the price, because they are the ones who just give these politicians they campaign finance so they could do what the hell they want.
I appreciate your call, my dear. You're a good, decent woman.
Oh, boy, I tell
you. Sound good for 74. Let's take a next call before we get out of here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard, just on the statement Dr. Smith made, right? He's absolutely correct concerning racial statements. The question is the not only the who, what, which, when, why. There's also the how. And I'm willing to accept his challenge, and I challenge you and God that you actually accept that challenge as to having persons like me that represents the F&M, answer the how.
See, Alan, you keep saying you represent the F&M. No, the F&M ain't never called me and tell me that.
No, no, how would I do? They haven't called you and say I didn't either. They would.
No, so they send me people. They never send me you, see, Alan, not in a bad way. I can call a couple of them who are the officials in that particular capacity who sits in the administrative position within the organization and the advisory capacity, whether or not you are on that. Yeah, because what you're saying, that may come out of your own AI development, so forth and so on. It may not necessarily come from the bosom of the F&M. And that's what we want to know. Are they incorporating what you're saying from off the radio? Or are you in these groups? Don't fight me. Call me and tell me. Next call.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
I will tell you that I've spent considerable hours, sleepless hours, in meetings with the leadership of the Free National Movement about the restorative justice policies that are going to be implemented should we become the next government of the Bahamas. And I will say this, Howard. I want to remind the Bahamian people of this come the next election. We just had a prime minister that was very disingenuous with us when it comes to the cost of living, if only in terms of being truthful to us. Mm-hmm. He said that it's our choice. And so I want everyone to remember that this coming election, regardless of the price they throw at us, we still have the choice to make. And the value of that choice, I want everybody to remember what he said to us when it comes to our choices. This coming election.
Wow. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Garth?
I'm realizing all these F&M people calling now.
This is campaign time. I'm trying to let you know.
There's where these people come from.
I'm trying to let you know this. They was quiet the whole time.
But they smell something.
Yeah, because they see the prime minister
bloody.
Now limping.
Or vulnerable.
He's vulnerable.
Ah.
The language that he's using indicates a vulnerability.
Ability. Yes.
Because
yes.
He's used this language twice now in the media. He used the language of cost of living, then he tried to come back and fix that particular thing. Now he's using this language that actually speaks to the fact that an external problem causing an internal problem for me.
And I got something for you.
That's crazy.
I got something for you.
Go ahead.
They went ahead and wisely took all the services of media personality for their camp. Now I want to see how their media personality is going to spin this. Because they got them.
This can't spin.
I said, they got the people.
Can't spin.
I say, well, see, you spin it now. You got them.
Spin? They're going to need all kind of spool to try to fix this. This can't spin.
You can't spin?
We could see this. It says you got to be blind. And even Stevie Wonder could see this.
I see the people going through the ghetto the other night. I was down there myself. This ain't that they make up. And the truck say, blow your horn for the PLC. And ain't no one blow the horn. And ain't no one come to the street. And the people have sucked their teeth. They say, what the hell, hood? This in the ghetto. Right around the corner here. I say, Lord, take shame.
Next telephone call. Caller, you got a couple of seconds. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's fine. Howard and God.
Hey, bud.
Anton, what you say?
You got 1 minute. I see your doctor friend call again. I'm still calling him his name. Is he a pharmaceutical prostitute?
No.
Because it seems to me like he's owned. I mean, he's saying it with his own mouth. He's saying to you all on the national airwaves that he's calling in because he's out on sick leave.
No, that's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. He's saying to you that no one owns him. But when he's on government time, he belongs to the government. When he's off the clock, he speaks his mind. Most people who are off the clock, but they get a government salary are not that bold. Yes.
God, in a couple of seconds. When you're on government time, right? You're not working 24 hours a day, eh?
When he's off, he speaks his mind. He speaks his mind when he's off.
Anton, you call him for something. You got two.
Howard.
Go ahead, Anton. You got 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Go quickly.
Yeah, thank you. It is not, as a matter of fact, everything that the pharmaceutical prostitute spoke to, the PLP is already
doing. No, man. I can't let you do that to my friend,
man.
He's
already doing.
No, Anton.
You can let him call Bahamian political prostitute.
No.
You are with that.
He ain't call nobody.
No, Anton. Use my good friend, too.
General Anton.
And I can let no one do that to you, either.
Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello. Howard, I just want you to know the Prime Minister is quite correct.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make better choices. Guess what? The white man, he don't be killing nobody. He don't be leaving all kind of dump on the beach. You understand what I mean? We got to take responsibility for our own action. Us black people, especially us black behemoths, we need to take more responsibility for our action. That's all I got to say.
So what you cooking with this Christmas? You can use helmets?
I'm taking you, I cooking everything.
So you got one of them contracts? You straight?
I ain't taking this Christmas.
No, I ain't get no contract.
You sorry, you get $200 for your retirement?
Power. Howard, if you was a hustler, you don't care who in power, FNM nor PM.
Trust me, man. I know how that goes. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. You got to make better choices. Choose not to eat turkey this year. Cornish hen will be fine.
Cornish hen?
Or maybe a pigeon.
Golden
yolk. I think you got to be able to
do some eggs.
Maybe a pigeon. Right? Eat some.
People eat pigeon.
Yeah. For Thanksgiving.
And for Christmas.
Yeah. Eat but six or seven of them pigeons.
Some grunts.
You should be all right.
You get grunt. Grunt and hind.
And pilchards.
And Big Eye John.
Choose pilchards.
Big Eye John is tasty.
You could. Maybe you should eat a seagull. You should try that. If our choices gonna put us in this position, and we get to make better choices, are these the choices that was available to us? Let's talk about it, guys. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. We got a full lineup. I want to see you guys there. Give me a call. 8270111. That's the show today, Gartha. Thank you so very kindly. Join me again on Friday, my brother, if you ain't busy.
Yeah, let's try the pigeon. Pigeon, I call you.
I'm not going to eat no pigeon, sir.
No?
No.
So I call you Pigeon George.
Ah, it's a flying rat.
It's Pigeon George.
I don't want that. The devil is a liar. We're going to see you guys tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant, The Foundation.